KRVS studios are Callie Crist and Jody Powell. Callie is the program director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana, here to talk about their annual, 14th annual now, Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. Jody Powell is directing the mystery play this year. So it's a very people really look forward to this fundraiser every year, and they know that the play is going to be a lot of fun, that the whole evening is going to be a lot of fun, and the play is just tops it all off. So before we get to the play, which is called Trouble at the Tropicabana, you could trip over that a little bit, the Tropicabana, tell us just a bit about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. People are going to this to have fun, but to also support Big Brothers Big Sisters. What is your mission in the community?
So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring program. We match children facing adversity in the community with caring and carefully screened adult volunteer mentors for the purpose of changing their lives for the better forever through that mentoring relationship. So all of our fundraisers, 90% of those dollars raised at the fundraisers go directly towards our mentoring program services.
Right. And even though some people think, oh, well, they're volunteers, why would you need? But the structure that allows this to happen, your case managers, people who are actually in the office who are making sure everything runs smoothly and they're vetting everybody, that takes a lot of work.
Absolutely. The average cost of a match per year is $1,000. So that can tell you right there to make and maintain, just say 10 matches per year, that's $10,000.
Right.
So that helps people understand where their dollars are going.
Exactly. So people are volunteering their time to mentor, but ensuring that the structure is there to for safety, for support, for everything that you all need. These fundraisers are crucial.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned child safety, that is one of our number one priorities at Big Brothers Big Sisters. So ensuring that our bigs are carefully screened, it costs up to $100 for a full background check per volunteer. So that, again, will help people understand where their dollars are going and the funds from the fundraiser, what they're going to.
Right. And I know that you all, we've had people from Big Brothers Big Sisters over the years come to talk about what you all do there. You always have a need for male mentors. And people are very generous with their time, but you have a lot of boys on the waiting list for mentors.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that is an ongoing issue that we have, is not enough male mentors. Mm-hmm. 2 out of every 10 children that come in are female. Mm-hmm. So you can figure 8 out of the 10 are male children, right. But on the side of volunteers, 2 out of every 10 volunteers come in are male. So we will always have a need for male mentors, and we will always likely have a wait list for little boys. As we make matches, More children enroll. We will never deny them enrollment, but from the beginning, they are aware of the wait for male children. So we are constantly on the hunt for some good old guys.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a lot of students here at UL, and I know that you encourage, you know, students who have an interest in education and counseling, particularly who might be interested in volunteering, that can be very helpful to you all.
Yes. In fact, I think we're going to be doing the volunteer fair at the end of the month. For our school-based program, it's a perfect fit for UL students because it works with their schedule. Right. They can visit the child an hour a week, you know, in between classes.
Yeah. Well, if someone listening, men out there who would like to do something in the community, this is a great way to volunteer time. And I just always like to mention that because I know you all do.
It is. I appreciate that.
So the Mystery Dinner Theater, Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, has been going on for 14 years now. People love it.
At least, yes.
And Jody Powell, who is an accomplished actress and director, is directing the play, the murder mystery play this year called Trouble at the Tropicabana. And I see the little line above it says, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. So I'm assuming that it's sort of a riff on.
It is. It's a very funny parody of the I Love Lucy show. Mm-hmm. So it's a murder mystery set in a I Love Lucy type episode. Of course, the characters' names have been changed some. We've got Ricky Bacardi instead of Ricky Ricardo and things like that.
Now, just to let people know, this is going to take place the last weekend in August. So this is the 25th and 26th. So you can be looking at your calendars if you find yourself interested by it. So what goes on? I mean, you want this to be fun, but you want it to also be a real typical mystery. How many characters are in this play and who's involved in the play?
I guess it's about your nine. Actors. If I had to count them, I guess it's about nine characters. We've got the Lucy and Ethel type character and the Fred and Ricky. And it's set in Ricky's nightclub, the Tropicabana. Mm-hmm. So we've got some cabana girls doing some dancing. And there's a waiter also involved. I think there's one more.
Ricky's
cousin. Ricky's cousin. Actually, the musicians are in the can.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, they're in the can. So is there, what's the core? You don't want to give this away, obviously, but what's the core of the mystery here?
Well, very typical for an I Love Lucy episode. Ricky's got a gig. Excuse me. At his club, and Lucy wants in on it, and he does not want her there, but she worms her way in. And in the course of the evening's entertainment, a murder happens. And it happens to be somebody that Ricky is involved with for the possible Hollywood gig coming up. So this murder happens, and then it's up to the audience at the end of the play to decide who the murderer is.
Oh, so there's audience participation in this one.
Yes.
Yes.
That's sometimes a tricky thing to accomplish as a director.
Well, we kind of warm them up a little bit.
Okay,
you know, even
right.
though the music's in the can, we do have fun, tropical kind of music. We've got Cuban Pete. We've got Mambo No. 5. We've got a conga line that's going to take place through the audience, too. So we're already going to have some audience participation going on with that.
Okay. So it's not just the fourth wall is not up there separating the audience and the play.
No. Included in the program on everyone's at everyone's seat is a ballot for them to vote at the end of the performance.
Oh, okay.
So they will vote for who did it and the motive of why. And then those who guess both correctly will go in a drawing and win some fabulous prize.
So those of us who are really good at Clue will probably do well here.
Yeah.
It was Ricky Bacardi in the whatever.
Yes.
In the Tropicabana.
In the Tropicabana. Well, that sounds fun. And I know that you're it's a whole evening. And so you're encouraging people to really get into the spirit of it, enjoy themselves, not just the play. But I think you, like you said, you've got a conga line going through. There's going to be food, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So included in the event is a 3-course meal. We also offering a cash bar, and there will be a live auction and silent auction taking place. So doors open for the event at 6 p.m. And at that time, the cash bar and the silent auction will also be open. We've got around 20 to 30 silent auction items per night. So we have a great lot. And then the performance and dinner will begin at 7. And it is a 3-course meal, kind of Cuban Latin themed.
Okay. And should anyone be moved to come in costume? I don't know, dress up like Lucy or Carmen Miranda? Or could they do that?
They absolutely could. Absolutely could.
Now, I know that people, of course, can go individually, but you do have tables. And so they could really get into a party atmosphere, I guess, by going with a group of people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can purchase individual reservations. We have an individual standard ticket. We also have a VIP ticket.
Okay.
In the VIP section, you get complimentary hors d'oeuvres and wine and a bird's eye view. It's on the second floor. And then the tables are a table of 8. So if you want to get some couples together or some friends, a girls' night out, it's a great opportunity to do that.
Okay. You think with the bird's eye view, you might be able to guess who the killer is more easily?
Maybe.
Yeah. You can see some of the little machinations going on stage. That's one good reason. So if you are just tuning in and this is sounding fun, this is the annual Murder Mystery Dinner Theater as a support for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. 14 years it's been going on. This year, the murder mystery is called Trouble at the Tropicabana, and Jody Powell is directing the play itself. So has it been fun to direct this, Jody?
So far, yes. Yeah. I'm very pleased that Bruce Cohen and Callie invited me to do this. I had not worked with some. I've worked with some of these people in the cast before, but not everybody. And since I retired from social work and quit doing that on a daily basis, it's nice to be able to get involved with this nonprofit organization that was always helpful to our, well, that was sometimes helpful to our DCFS clients. And for me to be able to continue in a social services realm, but in an entertaining way.
Right. So it gathers all of your interests together in there. Yeah. And I'm sure that if people have any questions about Big Brothers Big Sisters or would like to mentor, there are people there that night who could you could talk to them
as
well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And for more information on the event, they can visit our website at acadianabiggs.com/murder mystery or give us a call at the office at 269-0454. And those are the two ways they can also purchase tickets for the event.
Okay. And could you, you maybe have mentioned a couple of them, but the actors who are involved in the play?
I don't know if we went through the list. We've got Miguel Angel. I'm not sure what his real last name is, but he goes by Miguel Angel is our Ricky. Mm-hmm. And Amanda Shackelford is our Lucy, and they are hysterical. Brooklyn and Skip Woods are our Ethel and Fred. Beth Brooks is playing Celia, or otherwise known as Cookie, during the show. Mr. Big is played by Burley Pellerin. Julieta Mesa is playing Rosita Bacardi. That's Ricky's cousin. Our cabana girls are Nikki Reed Wilson and Laura Hall. And our waiter is Stephen Lacaz.
Okay, all possible suspects.
Yes.
So keep those names in mind. Again, The Trouble at the Tropicabana is this year's Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. My guests are Callie Crist, who is the program director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana, and Jody Powell is the director of Trouble at the Tropicabana, giving of her time to this great organization, knowing how important it is from her past life as a social worker. So any other programs we need to know about Big Brothers Big Sisters coming up? Are there any orientation sessions to look forward to?
Or? There are. Mm-hmm. Actually, this Thursday, August 10th, 5:30 p.m. at our office, we're holding our group volunteer orientation. So it's a no-commitment opportunity to come in, hear about the program, how can they be involved as a big brother or, a big sister. It lasts about 45 minutes, and then from there, they'll get all the information to be able to make that informed decision if it's a volunteer opportunity for them. We also offer individual orientations. If you cannot make the group orientation and it's better to come between 8 and 5, you can always call us at 269-0454, and we'll schedule for you to come in anytime between 8 and 5.
All right. Or you can also help Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana by attending the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater August 25th or August 26th.
Yes.
More information at the website or Facebook page.
Yes.
They can go to the Facebook page as well.